You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today's show features lions, tigers, and pumas. Oh my, and presto, a little magic. That's because our special guests today are master illusionist David Martin with his charming co-star and singer, Lissa Fiore, plus world-famous animal trainer, Dennis Hill. Welcome to the O-Behave Show, folks.
Hi, how's everyone doing today?
All right, everybody's doing great. We're going to learn a little bit about some magic, some amazing animals, and more. So don't disappear. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. This is sort of an interesting show. We have three amazing people who all share one thing in common, their love of animals, and their love of music, and their love of magic. And we are going to have as our guest, master illusionist David Martin. We also have Dennis Hill, who is amazing with wild animals like tigers. And we have a singer and co-star with David in his upcoming, I guess it's called Mystique. So I want, at this moment in time, David to take over the mic and please clear up this fuzziness about all three of you. Take it away, David.
No problem. Hi, this is master illusionist David Martin, and I want to introduce my amazing production team. We have Lissa Fiore, and Lissa Fiore is a national recording artist, and Lissa is also my co-star in a brand new illusion show that'll be taking the country by storm called Mystique, A Night of Music and Magic, and featuring the music of national recording artist Lissa Fiore.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have my dear friend for 8 years, and he's also a international animal trainer. His name is Dennis Hill. Dennis Hill, are you there?
How are we doing today?
Dennis and I have a long history together. I met Dennis about 8 years ago, and Dennis is a very famous animal trainer. He works with lions and tigers and many other animals, and but tigers is his specialty.
Basically, I do a lot of things with tigers. for one thing, everything I do is positive, in a positive, good direction. I try to furnish positive education concerning these animals. The tigers that I have at my house, are, I look at them as merely as ambassadors to the wild. I have shown to a lot of underprivileged kids, things of that nature.
Dennis, let me leap in here. You're doing a documentary, I'm very excited to hear about it, called The Tiger Next Door, that will be airing on Animal Planet in November. And when we just got on, you spoke a little bit about a special boy through the Make-A-Wish Foundation that had contacted you. Please share with our listeners, what was that all about?
Well, a Make-A-Wish Foundation had contacted me, and they told me they had a boy, 15 years old, that had less than 2 weeks to live. And his greatest wish in the world was just to have his picture taken with a tiger. And I said, well, I can do better than that. I will put a baby white tiger right into his lap.
Wow, and, that's great.
Yes. And several cars showed up, and they got Cody out. And he was in a wheelchair, and his left side was gone, and he was pretty weak and talked with a high pitch. And so I told him what to expect. Stella, the white tiger, she's a kitten. She probably weighed 20 pounds at that time, and I told him what to expect, you know, because you show people a tiger, and they communicate with you in certain ways, and some people it scares them because they don't know what to expect, or the behaviors and actions. Mm-hmm. So I brought Stella out and put right in his lap with a bottle, and it just blew everyone away. It was very, very special moment.
Well, that's definitely a memory marker, and I really applaud you for what you did. And it's hard to work with, you know, animals, but you do seem to have that sense about you. And so this Tiger Next Door, what's that going to be all about? Give us a little bit of a sneak peek into what that will be on Animal Planet.
Well, basically, it is about a lot of the things going on with tigers today. I mean, the USDA and several organizations are trying to ban private ownership, and the mm-hmm. private ownership, I believe, is what's kind of going to prevail. I mean, me and a few special friends have documented bloodlines, things of that nature. We produce rare colors of tigers. The way in which we communicate, which you will see in the movie, I am as one with these cats. I mean, you'll see pictures on my website and the movie, me in a cage of seven or eight tigers, and they're standing on top of me, or we're playing, and I believe you get what you give.
Yeah, you know? I think you're right. I think I'd rather be in a cage of tigers with you than maybe at a Macy's purse sale with a bunch of women, because
exactly.
I think I'd be safer inside that cage, right?
Exactly. I mean, they learn from us, and we can learn from them. I mean, instinct, you know, their instinct is right out front. That's God's gift to them. But if you learn to absorb some of that instinct and have the availability to see it through their eyes, things, you know, kind of turn around in a different perspective.
And you do have that MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Dennis Hill. But, hey, folks, tricky spelling. DINISHILL, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, we want everybody to zip over after the show to take a listen and a look at you. And, you know, the word magic is sort of the theme of this show today. Magic in a sense that we have the master illusionist David Martin, and we have the magical singing talents of Alyssa Fiore, and plus the magical talents of you with animals. Alyssa, I wanted to talk a little bit about you. You've got a hit single, Around the Globe. You also have a MySpace page, but it's spelled LISSAFIORE, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And tell us a little bit about the magic that you have with animals.
Well, I've always owned animals my whole life. I had about 16 pets at one time.
Oh, my
gosh. We love animals. We really, really do. And I have three animals right now. An iguana, he's 6 foot. His name is Rex.
I would call him Mr. Rex if he's 6 foot. I would definitely call him Mr. Rex.
He's taller than me. I'm about 5'2", bigger than me.
All right.
I have a canary named Noel, and I have, who I have to say he's my favorite, my little chihuahua, Spartacus.
Oh, great.
He's a little peanut. I put him up on my MySpace. I have him on my page. That's how much I love this dog. He's a little tiny nothing, but he's so warm, and we have him on a really strict regimen. You know, he knows every morning when he's got to get, you know, brushed and cleaned and brush his teeth. He's the best dog. He's amazing.
How old is Spartacus?
He's only a year.
Have you smuggled him in to see Beverly Hills Chihuahua yet or not?
You know what? We were really planning on it, but we were afraid of being kicked out of the movie theater. So, but I plan on that. We bought him the toy, though.
We bought
him the little girl.
Uh-huh.
So, and he loves it.
Well, we had the whole cast on a show, the Beverly Hills Chihuahua cast, so that was quite fun.
That must have been.
And last but certainly not least is a man that you've probably seen coast to coast, David Martin. I've even seen him on America's Got Talent. He has shows that he produces. He's on TV. I was looking at your YouTube space, and I'm like, man, you know how to appear and disappear everywhere, David. You're outside of Stratford, Connecticut.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's DavidMartinRockMagic.com. You've got to see it.
That is correct.
You've enjoyed magic since you were in diapers, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a small world. I got what we call the magic bug at a very early age of 5. Growing up around magic, my uncle was a magician. And at an early age, that really inspired me to really get into the art of magic. And then years later, I went to a magic camp, actually, in Long Island as a young kid. And it's still going to this day in Long Island, New York, called Tannen's Magic Camp. And it's like a basketball camp, like kids go to like a baseball or basketball camp, but for magic. And really gave me a lot of great opportunities to meet a lot of famous magicians and a lot of new friends. And long story short, I knew that this is what I wanted to do with my life, is to be an illusionist and magician. So here I am at 34 years old. My birth was just Monday.
Happy
this week.
Birthday.
Thank you very
you
much.
You were a President Day. You were born
on
President
Day. Yeah, I was lucky. It was like a magic day. It was President Day, and I was pretty happy.
And you didn't get any bills in the mail because the mail wasn't going. So, you know,
You know what I did actually with that is I made him disappear for the day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I think the mortgage is coming up. Could you make that disappear too? I'd really be beholden to you.
Sure, that's not a problem. But I want to say also, Lissa Fiore is also my co-star in this amazing new show called Mystique Magic on the Cutting Edge. It's a Las Vegas-style magic extravaganza for families of all ages. Music, big cutting-edge illusions. It's going to be very exciting. We're going to be doing touring all over the country all spring, summer long. And so we'll get it called Mystique, A Night of Music and Magic. And I also want to make a mention, too, Dennis and I go way back. Dennis is like my big brother for 8 years. And Dennis is my animal trainer. And we're going to be doing some collaborations also with Dennis come the spring and summer. We're going to be bringing some exotic animals into Mystique. So it's going to be pretty explosive.
You have solved the mystery. People are wondering, like, how are these three talented people together? And now we know. You've cleared the air. You've got rid of the illusion. No, there's going to be a bunch of
puns. The foundation of these amazing, talented people that I'm very grateful to have around, and Lissa Fiore and the amazing Dennis Hill. And we love what we do as performers and artists, and we're collaborating together and joining forces, and it's going to really rock the world of magic and music. And the whole mission with our animals is to preserve wildlife, educate the people of all ages that these animals are becoming extinct. And we really need to learn more about them. And giving people the art of magic and music and animals, all these collaborations together in a very loving and caring way.
I think that's great, and we're going to learn more about what they're doing for us, for animals, and how to make lives more magical right after we pay for this show by taking this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Greetings, human. What planet am Jeremiah.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Pet Life Radio presents Paranormal Pets, where you can always expect the unexpected. Each week we'll discuss all aspects of weird or spiritual animal encounters, ghosts, totems, psychic animals, animal souls, animal angels, and animals in religion, with a little cryptozoology thrown in. Step into the supernatural world of pets with your Paranormal Pets ghostly host, Dusty Rainbolt, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O'Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O'Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As we have mentioned, we've got three, count them, three very special guests. We have master illusionist David Martin. We have his co-star in an upcoming Mystique, which is like a Las Vegas-style show that they're teaming up. And she is singer Lissa Fiore. And we have world-famous animal trainer Dennis Hill. And spell his name, D-I-N-I-S. And Lissa is L-I-S-S-A. I feel like I'm in a spelling bee. You know, and it's easy to spell. And together they are showcasing just the amazing power that pets and animals in the wild bring to us. And we were talking a little tiger tabby talk earlier, and when people see famous people working with the white tigers and all, there's a lot of work behind the scenes, and I'm not sure if, Dennis, you want to start, and then and David, you can jump in.
Go ahead, Brett Michaels there, Dennis. That'd be a lot of fun to share.
Well, I had a baby white tiger. Well, I say baby. She's probably 60, 70 pounds up in Minnesota. We was up, me and David was on a tour, and Brett had his tour bus there, and there were several people around, and I had Blizzy out on a leash. She's a very well-trained, beautiful white tiger, following me everywhere and running alongside me, and everyone was just awed by this kitten. And finally, we got to talk to Brett, and we had her on his bus, and Brett was kind of jealous because all the people was paying attention to Blizzy rather than him, and there was radio stations up there, and they were just so magnetic.
It was awesome.
Attracted to the
animal Blizzy. Magnetism rocks and rules. That's the rule,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And we're talking about Brett Michaels, the amazing singer, and we became good friends with Brett, actually, and ever since that day, Brett Michaels definitely knows who we are as the magic and magic illusionist, and Dennis Hill as the animal trainer. So it was quite a magical meeting of how we met Brett Michaels.
Kind of curious, Lissa Fiore, you know, we know you love animals. We know you're an amazing singer. I was listening to you on your MySpace page, and you really have this kind of like a, how would you describe it? It's almost like a nice, you know, when you have like a chocolate chip cookie and it's just heated up just a little bit so that when you pull it apart, that little chocolate just melts perfectly. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. That's how you sing. I love how you sing.
That was probably the most wonderful compliment I've ever gotten.
Well, I just compared you to a cookie, but that's a. I am being all sincere because I'm really picky about my chocolate chip cookies.
Well, I love food, so to be compared to any kind of food, especially a chocolate chip cookie, I'm loving that. Thank you.
You have this talent, and you also are teaming up with David. So What are some things that you want to share with our listeners about your role in the upcoming Mystique show that you're going to be doing with David?
Well, first off, I just want to say that David is an amazing, amazing person to work with. He's definitely been an incredible person in my life, you know, personally and with, you know, working with me in my career. This show is going to be just spectacular. It's a very family-oriented show, and I think that's very important because I think a lot of shows today, you know, aren't really like that. And it's just very, very exciting. I'm getting to learn things that I've never done before, and it's going to be a great way to take my music and my performances and my dancing to a whole nother level. And I also do international performing as well. So I'm hoping that down the line we can take this to an international level because it's such a wonderful idea. And I even got to work with some of David's animals as well.
Oh, that's great. So, well, how do we find out about the show? Because I want everybody to, like, right now buy a bunch of tickets. So what's the best way, David, for us to lock and load
absolutely.
Into
absolutely. We have a new website for Lissa Fiore, and I want everyone to know this. Her new site is Lissa, and that's L-I-S-S-A Fiore, Fiore.com, and MySpace.com/ Lissa Fiore.
How could I not love him? Look, he just...
Look at that!
I didn't have to say a word. He just plugs me everywhere. Thank you, David.
And also, what I want to say, there is a hot interview, Lissa and I, from Fox TV. If you go to the LissaFiore.com and also the MySpace.com, you'll see an interview with Lissa and I that we did on Fox. And we're doing some magic together, and it's a great interview to check out.
Okay.
And,
well, I saw your magic one with the diamond ring and two oranges. I was blown
away.
That's
the one we're talking about.
That's the one,
my gosh.
That was Lissa and I in action there. And it's a great interview, and I would love for everyone to check it out. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of great things in store for the spring, summer. And Lissa is going to be touring over to Germany. She's going to be going to Germany for a big tour this spring.
We're in Germany. I used to hang out illegally in army barracks when I was dating a soldier years ago, but that's another show for another time. But where are you going in Germany?
I got to tune into that show. I'd like to do that story. In Berlin. I've actually been there before. And, the response is just incredible over there. I love it. I can't wait. I've been dying to go back. So I'm going to be going there, like he said, in the spring. So I'm very excited because, you know, besides the Mystique show, I have my own personal solo act, and I have two wonderful dancers and an album that I'm looking to come out in the summertime.
Do you have a name for it yet?
It's a name in process, but I'm thinking the name is going to be Closer. That's the one that I've really held on to based on one of the songs on the album.
All right.
So I'm very, very excited. And I've also been to Jamaica. I did some touring in Kingston.
Yeah, man. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you when you go to Germany, if you want a glass of wine, I learned this early on, you have to extend your thumb up, not your index finger, because otherwise they'll give you two glasses of wine.
Really?
Because they count the thumb as your first glass. This is important for survival in Germany. You know,
I have to remember that now.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to say, Schuligun, a glass of Weisswein, bitte. And then you will get, with your thumb up, one glass. Because otherwise, I kept getting two glasses, and it was making me tipsy, costing me a lot of money.
Wow, that's really good to know. See, these are the things you don't learn when you go there. These are things that you just don't, wow, that's really, really good. I like that.
Dennis, have you been to outside these continental states? And what's your global experience?
No, I haven't. Basically, I stay within the states. I've been to New York, to Florida, and right now, next week, I'm going to New York and doing work on a Maybelline commercial.
Maybelline?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah,
everybody's got to see
Dennis,
the picture of this
exciting.
Guy. You know, he looks like a white-haired ZZ Top. I'm wondering, are we
even going to
be...
Well, actually, I do play guitar, too. If you look at my website, I'm a singer-songwriter, guitar slinger, but... You know, I try and I've incorporated the two. Just, you know, that's what I do in my life. And whichever one is in my face front, you know, that's the one I deal with right then. You know,
Maybelline. Wow, that's good. I like it. That's creative.
Wow.
I'm a singer-songwriter. I've got a lot of songs. I'm working on some music videos with white tigers, rare colored tigers. I've never seen very many tigers in, music videos. And, I've done a lot of things with cats, been in many magazines, including a lot of biker magazines, the London Sunday Times, National Enquirer on extreme pets, even done, and this was done well, I won't exploit my animals, but I also have done a penthouse shoot. But basically, I show these animals, and it's like if you take a four-year-old kid and show them a baby tiger, and you go mm-hmm. back to them when they're 80 years old, and one specific thing they're going to remember about their life, it's like, I got to see a baby tiger when I was 4 years old.
You're definitely spot on correct. I mean, they're so captivating.
Yes. I mean, I've taken them into nursing homes, hospitals, YMCAs, I've lived with tigers for 23 years. It's my life, but what I get out of it is the magic that I see in people's eyes when they actually get to rub a kitten or see a full-grown tiger in person, one-on-one.
Well, Dennis, what kind of magic can you share with us when you're just hanging out with your tigers? What is it that maybe we don't see that you see when you're with your tigers?
Animals basically are innocent, unconditional love. I mean, in the movie, one thing that you'll specifically notice is how I communicate with them. I've already seen the version of the documentary, and I was blown away with it. I tried to look at it from a different angle, a guy on TV there. And the thing that I notice is how I communicate with them, and they communicate with me as one. And it comes back to that saying I tell everybody, you get what you give with these animals or any animal.
You still, though, have to be cautious. I mean, we know what happened with the
right.
famous...
Right. I mean, I can tell in 23 years I've done things that, I sold Gunther Gable a tiger back in the day, the famous Ringling Brothers tiger, and mm-hmm. I had a chance to go to work for them, but it was like I had 60 big cats here, and there was no way. But, even I've been maybe bit through the hand twice and once through the side and attacked by a bear, a hole in my stomach. But you got to understand those animals. Their instinct is out front, There's a lot of little, I hate to say tricks because they're not tricks, An underfed animal is dangerous. All my tigers, you go out here and look at them, they're all fat and lazy, and, they all know their names. They all respond. It's a magical thing.
Right. I mean, even when the incident was Siegfried and Roy, remember?
I told Siegfried and Roy cats.
Oh, wow. But do you remember he was defending the tiger?
Yeah, I can tell you all about it. Well, Montague, he hadn't been worked that much in his past, and tigers or any exotic cat, they will focus on an article in the house or wherever, and there's a lady out in the audience with big hair, and Montague wanted that big hair, and Roy knew it. I mean, they're expert people, too. They've got that sixth sense about animals, and he knew it, and he knew he had to get his attention, so Roy had tapped him on the nose with a microphone a few times, and mm-hmm. it's like playing electric guitar and sitting on concrete. You get a little shock. So I know that Montague had received a little bit of a shock, and he wanted that big hair, and he was a male tiger, and he attacked Roy. He didn't see a stroke coming. It was an attack, and Siegfried and Roy played it off that he seen the stroke coming and carried him off stage to merely save Montague's life.
Wow, I really appreciate you sharing that insight because, you're somebody that would know. So this was a bonus, We're speaking with three very talented people that have a common theme of magic and their love for animals. David Martin, he is a master illusionist.
There's a brand new site that Dennis has as well that I want people to go to. It's really a great site, and you can get a chance to see all the beautiful animals and get a chance to hear some of the amazing music that Dennis writes. It's a lot of classic rock and a lot of great new stuff. And that site is www.myspace.com/tigermaniac. And that's TIGERMANIAC for real. And this way, to get a chance to see all the beautiful animals that Dennis raises. And don't forget about Animal Planet, the movie coming out with Dennis Hill, and that's going to be coming out very soon. And also to keep an eye out for our collaborations. We're going to be transforming the beautiful Lissa into a beautiful white angle tiger.
Wow.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Isn't that exciting?
And, so, yeah, a lot of great
stuff. You had me at meow. You had me at roar. I don't know. That's pretty good. Well, folks, you've been listening to the O'Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. At this time, I want to give some pause and applause and have them take a bow. Master illusionist David Martin. Big pause.
Thank
up
you
to
so
you.
Much.
We have, come on, give me your name.
It's okay. Melissa, it's Lissa. Fiore. Like Melissa. It's okay. Like Melissa.
Melissa. Melissa. Lissa Fiore. Amazing singer.
Maybe they'll name a chocolate chip cookie after me.
That's right. I think that's it. Right. And, of course, Dennis Hill, he is from my home state of Indiana, and I'm very happy to hear that you have good compassion and guidance and teaching the world a little bit more about the amazing white tiger and other animals. So I also thank you very much for being on our show. I want everybody to grab a pen and pad right now because we have some little websites to check out on the myspace.com/LISSAFIORE. Then we have the myspace.com/DINISHILL. And then we have, for our amazing master illusionist, David Martin, we have DavidMartinRockMagic.com. They're going to keep us up to date on where they are, and they disappear and they reappear and shows, TV, stage, everywhere. I want you to be paying attention to their music, to their magic, and to their message. So at this time, I thank you all for being here on the show. At this time, I also want to thank my cool producer, Mark Winter. He is sort of like the Wizard of Oz, that magical man behind the curtain. He makes this show happen.
Thank you so much, Mark. We all appreciate it very much, too. So thank you for all of us. It was a really pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Very welcome. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. O'Behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's O'Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. O'Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.